From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming during a counter-protest against a white nationalist demonstration in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. One person died there when the car crashed into the demonstrators. Two others died when a state police helicopter crashed nearby. The chopper had been keeping an eye on the rally below. President Trump spoke about the violence.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
VOA's Ira Melman on Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's reaction.
Governor Terry McAuliffe said on Twitter he declared the state of emergency to aid state response to violence, saying the acts and rhetoric in Charlottesville over the past 24 hours are unacceptable and must stop.
McAuliffe declared a state of emergency to aid the response to the events in Charlottesville. The Saturday rally drew crowds and thousands of people who were upset about the planned removal of a statue commemorating the memory of Confederate Civil War veteran Robert E. Lee. Fighting has flared in South Sudan's northeastern Upper Nile state despite government forces capturing a key rebel headquarters. Violence took place over control of a town where the rebels have had their main base since early 2014. Suicide car bombing in southwestern Pakistan late Saturday killed at least 15 people, including soldiers and civilians. The blast in a high-security zone of the city also wounded at least 32. Deadly blast took place as Pakistan prepares to mark its Independence Day on Monday. This is VOA News. At least 60 children have died in 48 hours due to a lack of oxygen in a government hospital in northern India's Uttar Pradesh state. One uncle here of a child speaks, a dead child that is, speaks through an interpreter.
We saw our baby struggling to breathe immediately after the oxygen supply finished.
The district magistrate said most deaths were reported from the neonatal and pediatric wards in the hospital. High-level probe has been ordered into what happened. Blackwater founder Eric Prince's controversial proposal to privatize a large portion of the U.S. war in Afghanistan is being met with growing opposition in Kabul and Washington. President Trump is reportedly considering the proposal as part of a months-long review of the war in Afghanistan, where the U.S. is locked in a stalemate with the Taliban after 16 years of fighting. Prince says his plan would replace U.S. troops with 5,000 contractors and would save the U.S. government billions of dollars. President Trump also facing his greatest foreign policy challenge to date in dealing with a nuclear-potent North Korea. That story from VOA's Jim Malone.
President Trump defended his tough tone on North Korea in a brief exchange with reporters.
And frankly, the people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough.
Trump followed up with a Friday tweet warning that the U.S. military was locked and loaded if North Korea acted unwisely. The president is facing his first foreign policy crisis, and much of the attention has been on his blunt warning earlier in the week.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Trump's remarks were unfortunate, says former Ambassador Bill Richardson.
Now I think the president has a chance to rally the nation, to address the country on what our policy is, but most importantly, to calm down.
The challenge on North Korea comes in the wake of recent polls that show the president's approval rating at home dipping to new lows, even among Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Canadian pastor Hyun-Soo Lim, who has been imprisoned in North Korea for more than 2 years, quietly returned to his home in a suburban Toronto, Canada neighborhood on Saturday following a long journey on a private government jet via Japan. Lim, formerly the senior pastor of one of Canada's largest churches, had disappeared on a mission to North Korea in early 2015. He was sentenced to hard labor for life in December that year on charges of attempting to overthrow the Pyongyang regime. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.